Hot chocolate is one of the representative foods of winter. But in Korea, there's something else we go gaga over. Gul, Korean tangerines. I'm Angie Park, and I'll be right back after this song. That was Ang Mu featuring IU with Nakha, starting us off for our show, K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio on this Thursday, December 2nd, 2021. So yes, so many great winter foods, not just in Korea, all over the world, right? There's the nice hot cup of hot chocolate, maybe even some peppermint mocha, right, around this time of the year. So, so good. Even in Seoul, those are two very popular drinks. But there is nothing, and I mean nothing, that can replace the utmost important and obsessive fruit of the winter season here in Korea. We're talking about gul. Gul is the Korean word for tangerines, but we're talking about Korea's tangerines. Maybe even more specifically from Jeju Island. Those are the ones that's how it's marketed at the stores in my neighborhood anyway. It's an unofficial rule. Winters in Korea are not complete without boxes and boxes of gul, which we will finish while watching TV wrapped in a blanket. You're just sort of zombies mindlessly peeling away and popping in one little, what do you call that? One sliver? One chunk? One nobbin? What is the word for one tangerine? Is there like a unit for that? Because, like, you know, for example, apples would be a slice. But it's not quite a slice. A sliver of gul while watching your favorite K-drama. For some of you who are not familiar, the harvest seasons for gul, they're from October to January. So it is kind of a bit longer compared to something like figs. Oh, I always get so upset how short the season for fresh figs are. Anyway, that's why even though technically gul is available all year long, it's really during those months when they're the most tangy, the most juicy, and definitely the most sweet. We don't even have to feel guilty about having too much of it. I don't know why. When it's fruits, it's fair game, right? It's different from chips. Although, calorically speaking, gul's, they can quite add up. But I would imagine it's still better than like cake or chips. So maybe if you overconsume, it can turn your face all yellowish. I don't know. That's not scientific. It's just my opinion. But it's fruit. So it's still high in vitamins, like vitamin C, which we definitely need these days in the winter season. Now I'm just salivating just by thinking of gul. You know when they say if you think of a lemon, your mouth immediately salivates, sort of like Pavlov's dog, right? It's a Pavlovian sort of response. I'm getting that right now with gul. All right. Well, I'm going to have to order a box of gul as this song goes out. Let's listen to Jeju's Honyeon or Jeju Boys with gul, tangerine. That was Jeju's Honyeon, Jeju Boys with gul, tangerine. You guys are tuned into K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. Let me tell you guys how you can tune into our show or even connect with us. So first of all, you can tune in via shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.630 megahertz bound for India. Apps like KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, KBS Kong app are all options for you to tune in through. We have our homepage at world.kbs.co.kr, or you can even go ahead and leave us comments and messages on our Gram account. The account handle is at KBS K-Pop. Don't forget, if you choose our podcast option, you can find our show wherever you listen to your podcasts. Give us a rating because that really helps our show out, helps us to reach more listeners. And, you know, it's just great to get some feedback. I did say you can connect with us. And what I specifically mean is we have two segments every week. That's on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Wednesdays, it's called Requests and Responses. Thursdays, it's called Your Two Cents. So look for the most recent post titled by each segment title on our Gram. leave comments there, and then we'll use some of those comments anyway for the segment for that upcoming week. Please participate because you may win prizes. We pick out two winners every Wednesday and two more every Thursday. We have actually one of those segments, Your Two Cents, coming up in just a bit. That's towards the later half of our show. Let's make our way towards that with Wiki Miki's Siesta. Following that, 2 p.m.'s Hey Ahe, Make It. Would you like coffee or tea? This is our daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel or wind down, talking about anything and everything, really, that sparks a conversation. An artist in Brazil saw potential in what most people would consider to be trash to become an object humans and animals would totally fall in love with. Amarildo Silva Filho, a Brazilian artist, also an environmentalist and animal lover, became inspired when he saw a pile of used tires in his neighborhood a few years ago. For him, it was an opportunity for upcycling treasure that wound up making a world of a difference to stray cats and dogs. After collecting the tires and giving them a thorough cleaning, Silva Filho put his artistic vision to work, fashioning personalized pet beds. He painted them in light purple, pastel pink, bright mint, etc. And then he added more details like a milk bone for the dogs or animal footprints. Once the custom paint jobs were complete, with the addition of hand-sewn mattresses, he distributed these colorful, comfy cots to local shelters. As we know, many animal shelters, they're not exactly the same quality as pet hotels, right? Well, the results, his recycled masterpieces were not only met with appreciation and thankfulness, they became so popular that a niche market of eco-conscious pet owners sprang up as well. To meet the growing demand, he even launched a business and has since gone on to handcraft more than 6,000 pet beds. While retail sales have helped sustain his efforts, the majority of his creations have gone to animals in need. Silva Filho said, "The only way to do a great job is to love what you do." I love that. To love what you do. When you love what you do, you will go beyond. Despite whatever form of compensation is coming in return, you will go the extra mile to complete it and perfect it because it's a passion, right? That's great. I love it when passion meets a need, especially when it's a need of someone or something that may not have been able to get those things in the first place. Very inspiring stuff. Pet beds made from old tires. Great idea, right? Let's listen to Taon singing 괜찮아, No Problem. Then Urban Zacapa's 모르겠어, I'll Never Know You. Your Two Cents. We love connecting with our listeners and hearing their stories and opinions. That is what this segment is for. We throw out a weekly question. You guys answer it on our gram. We share some of those responses and then pick out two people and send them prizes from us to wherever they are in the world. If you want to participate, go to our gram at KBS K-Pop. Look for the most recent Your Two Cents post. Answer via the comments. And bam, you're eligible. This week's question, who is your favorite K-pop solo artist? This is part one because just like we suspected, so many responses for this question. I mean, It was sort of Pandora's box. We knew it was coming. So, part one for a two-part series where we try to cover more of your responses. Let's get to the first one. Ms. Malak Saleh, who said, not sure if this is the right genre, but I'm a huge fan of Sean. Such a talented artist. What do you mean you're not sure if this is the right genre? You nailed it. Sean is very good. I mean, I think a lot of people would agree with you. Sean was, he still is very, very, very popular. So Sean, yes. Remember when Home first came out? Or Way Back Home? Sometimes I just drop words from the title, you know, efficiency. But yeah, that was when we first were introduced, really anyway, to Sean. And we're like, wow, where did this guy come from? Ever since then, he's been releasing good stuff to many, many awaiting fans. Another one from Carrie CNH12. I can't choose, and I refuse to, so I'll list some of my faves. Hyorin, Taemin, Hayes, Crush Punch Lee, or Ihai, Kim Fields, Ailee, IU, Penameco. All of these artists have their own sound and bring something different with each album. I'm also really loving what Baekhyun, Kai, and Dio have done with their solo projects this year. You're right, we got all three this year. Baekhyun, Kai, and Dio, I forgot. Thank you for reminding me, Carrie. I am gathering from your selection here, it's sort of a pop R&B-esque sort of feel that you seem to like, right? I'm with you. That's right up my genre as well. I do wish Ailee, I mean, she's been releasing stuff, don't get me wrong, but I wish she was more in your face. I do miss a lot of her in your face promotions. Hayes, what is there left to say? She's one of my faves, female solo artists. Crush is one of my favorite male solo artists. You pretty much nailed it. Very comprehensive list. Let's get to a few more responses, but first, we're going to squeeze in one. This is for you, Ms. Malak Saleh. Sean's 닫힌 ending, closed ending. We're back on Your Two Cents, asking you guys who your favorite solo artist is. So far we got a lot, actually. Sean was one of them, hence why we just played his song, 닫힌 ending, closed ending. Here's another one from Lala PM. My favorite solo artist is IU. I've been listening to her song since 2011, entitled Only I Didn't Know. 나만 몰랐던 이야기. Oh, I love that song. Sorry, continuing on. It's been 10 years already. Until now, I still like her songs. Lala PM, that is one of my favorites. It's like one of IU's darker stuff, but man, is it moving. And it's so from her earlier years, which just blows me away because she's so young at the time, but there's this depth and emotion, and you really feel the despair that she was the only one that didn't know. She was the stupid one, you know, left in the dark. 나만 몰랐던 이야기. Only I didn't know. We're going to play that for you in just a bit. A couple more responses, though. We had Treveni CR Gauda, who said, IU! That was it. No explanation needed. I feel ya. I mean, IU. She has established herself, proven herself time and time again. It's not a passing trend. She has something special, right? The X factor, if you will. Forest Lifey said, I mean, there are so many, but if I had to choose, it'd be Sam Kim and IU. I think both of them have wonderful lyrics, although my Korean is, you know, and both push the musical boundary forward. Sam just makes genuine composition, and IU's dynamics. Yeah, we interviewed Sam Kim. He's such a joy, such a pleasure to have in the studio. If you guys missed it, try look it up. I feel like you can find it somewhere on the Tube of Yous or something. Look up K-pop Connection, Sam Kim. I'm sure something will pop up. But yeah, such a great guy. So down to earth. Really, really enjoyed our chat there in for the interview. We're going to play IU's 나만 몰랐던 이야기, Only I Didn't Know, and then Sam Kim's Sun and Moon.
이제는 쪽을 바라보며 약속해 잊지 않겠다고.
We're back on our segment, Your Two Cents. This is part one for the question, who is your favorite solo K-pop artist? We will continue on with much more responses next week as well, so be sure to tune in then. Let's get to one from Diwan Rafiqul Islam. My favorite solo artist is Hyunmi. Her voice is very sweet. Where would K-pop be without Hyunmi? She has pushed boundaries from day one of her solo debut, and we thank her for it. Thank you, Hyunmi. You have shown us what this female powerhouse meets style, meets charisma and trend and confidence and sexiness all blended together beautifully and melodically. Ah, we love Hyunmi here at KPC. Last one for the week. Johnny Karwa said, Chun So-mi. Ooh, you're right. I do love Chun So-mi. She has made it okay to tell people that it's your birthday, but you're not invited. I love that confidence, that youthful energy as well. Sort of that swag, but kind of like a street hip swag, you know? Love it, love it. Love you guys' responses. Keep them coming. We're going to pick out our two winners for this week after a couple songs by some of the artists you guys just mentioned. Let's play Hyunmi's Siren. Following that, we have So-mi singing Dum Dum. Time to announce our winners for this week. They are Ms. Malak Saleh and Janif Karwa. Congratulations. Please email us your name and mailing address to kpop@kbs.co.kr so we can go ahead and mail out your prizes. Here we have Car the Garden featuring Oh Hyuk, 섬으로 가요, Island. We'll be right back after that. 그래서 하루를 가만히 있었지 이제 We are down to our final song for K-pop Connection on KBS World Radio today. It's going to be Paul Kim's 너도 아는 Hangover. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Haim Kim. I'm Angie Park. This has been K-pop Connection. You may disconnect now. 어질러진 직상을 바라보다 변한 것 없이 변해버린 나를 봐